on 666 AM, digital radio and the ABC Radio app. You're with Dan Borscher on ABC Radio Canberra.
When was the last time you went for a swim in Lake Burley Griffin? When was the last time you saw someone else doing it? Water quality has long been a problem in Canberra's lake, but a clean-up program appears to have had an impact, reducing the blue-green algae blooms and lake closures due to that bacteria. So should we all be doing laps in the lake? Professor Ross Thompson is the Chair of Water and Science at the University of Canberra, and he joins me now. Professor, good morning.
Good morning.
When was the last time you went for a dip in the lake?
2 weeks ago with my three-year-old, in fact.
And how was it?
Cold.
Would have been. Perhaps not up for a dip today.
No, this morning it's not quite so appealing. look, I mean, for an urban lake, it's actually, I'm quite comfortable to go in it. By world standards, we do pretty well, I think, with Lake Burley Griffin, the fact that it's suitable for that, at least most of the time.
So it is safe, then, to swim? I mean, you were there with your small child?
Yeah, and it is safe to swim. I mean, it's very heavily monitored, which I think is great, because there is a risk with things like blue-green algae and bacteria of some public health risk. But with the monitoring, I look it up on the website for any of our lakes. If it says it's open, then I'm quite happy to jump in the water, especially if it's 42 degrees.
And I'd love to hear from you listening this morning. What's been your experience? When was the last time you went for a swim in the lake? I'm speaking to Professor Ross Thompson, the Chair of Water and Science at the University of Canberra. Professor, so what improvements have been made to the water quality and what changes have there been to that monitoring?
Look, I mean, the monitoring's been ongoing for a long time, and the program's very complete. I think it's a really great service that's provided. Water quality-wise, we saw during the drought an accumulation of a lot of contaminants, so nitrogen, phosphorus, heavy metals even, in the catchment. And then as the drought broke, and we all remember the big rainstorm events that broke the drought, those washed down into the lake, and for a while the lake's water quality was not great immediately after the drought. But now it does seem that it's moved back into a state which is similar to what it was before the drought, maybe slightly improved.
So, Professor, what do you think drives the perception that it's either not safe or not clean?
I think people remember the bad days. They see the blooms that make it their way into the newspaper or onto the news on TV at night. And that really shapes their perspective of the lake. And even though those are quite rare events, they're usually quite highly publicised. So, you know, that's part of it. But also, I mean, people do look at what comes down urban streams and they think, gee, I don't know that I want to swim in that. But the reality is, if you think of somewhere like Melbourne with Port Phillip Bay or Sydney Harbour, you know, there's the same sort of stuff coming down their streams into those water bodies, and we don't hesitate to swim there.
And, Professor, there are occasions when we see lots of fish dying and kind of sitting along the banks. What does that say about the quality of the water or the overall health of the lake?
Look, most of the fish kills that we've seen have been carp. Carp are extremely tolerant of poor water quality. But what they can't cope with, particularly during their breeding season, is spikes in temperature, so really warm water. So I think the
changes
we've seen this year are really about, you know, quite fast changes in water temperature. At the same time, the fish are quite stressed. I doubt very much that's due to water quality.
AJ's texted in, I miss being able to swim in Canberra lakes in hot weather like I did growing up. The last time I swam in a Canberra lake was December 1981. Wow, AJ, why won't you swim in Lake Burley Griffin and other lakes now? Keen to get your thoughts. Professor Ross Thompson, do you think it might be the brown colour of the lake that stops people from jumping in?
Oh, I watch people jump into the Murray every summer and believe it's a much more unpleasant shade of brown. so, you know, colour does affect it. Even just seeing green algae, people will see big filaments of green algae. That really puts them off, though green algae is not particularly dangerous. So I think, yes, certainly the aesthetics of it affect people's decision. So, you know, people are making choices all the time about whether or not they jump into the water. It's just as long as they're informed choices and they're looking at the websites, I think whatever decision they make is a good one.
And, Professor, we have another text in. There's an urban myth that excrement from Queanbeyan washes into the lake. Is that Is there any truth to that?
Only in the sort of most approximate way. So the outfall from the Creamby and Cirrus treatment plant goes into the lake. Ultimately, it goes into the Upper Molonglo River. That's, of course, treated sewage, so it's you know, very heavily monitored. Again, it tends to be pretty high quality. But that treatment plant has become a little dated, and we've had a couple of events lately where big rainfall events have washed material through that sewage treatment plant.
So
without full treatment.
It is possible that things could be coming from that treatment plant into the lake.
It certainly has happened, and actually one of the lake closures that happened late last year was because of that. So the sewage treatment plant in Queanbeyan is in the middle of a process where it's going to be replaced, and I think we'll see some really profound benefits to Lake Billy Griffin when that treatment plant's upgraded.
Professor Ross Thompson is the Chair of Water and Science at the University of Canberra. And Professor, is Lake Tuggeranong the worst of Canberra's waterways, and if so, why?
Lake Tuggeranong, I'm going to boldly claim, is the worst of our waterways. Lots of reasons, including when it was constructed. It was constructed before a lot of the catchment was cleared, so a lot of fine sediment went into the lake very early on in its life, and that's affected the way in which it functions. It's also got a catchment which is still providing quite a lot of nutrients because it was cleared relatively recently. So it's the worst of our lakes. It's something that there's been a lot of attention put to at the moment, but not an easy lake to fix. Certainly systems I've worked on like that in Melbourne, we've actually got to the stage where we dredged them out completely to try and reset the system. So I guess it's a bit of a sick lake, and it smells and looks that way a lot of the time as well.
And is much of the water pollution in lakes caused by runoff from perhaps stormwater drains? And if that's so, what can people do to help improve the water quality of our lakes?
I mean, essentially all of the issues we're seeing in these lakes are due to urban stormwater. My colleague Jackie Shermer did a piece of work in Canberra late last year, showing that really people aren't aware enough of the fact that every one of the stormwater grills on the street goes straight into the nearest stream and then into the lakes. And so it's really important not to pour detergents, oils or any of those things down drains, and we see that happen all the time, to try and keep leaf litter and grass clippings out of the drains and out of the gutters. So they're really simple things. Having a rainwater tank on your house so that the first flush of water off roofs ends up in a rainwater tank rather than going straight down the stormwater drain. Really simple things, but things that across a whole of a city make a really profound difference.
Professor Thompson, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you.
That was Professor Ross Thompson, the Chair of Water and Science at the University of Canberra, discussing the state of our waterways and in particular our major lakes.